The 8th edition of the Renegade Theater Festival in Old Town Lansing starts Thursday. Events are planned at several locations over 3 days, with a number of local theater companies taking part. Joining us today for a preview are organizers Chad Bajero and Melissa Kaplan. Chad's the founder and artistic director of Lansing's Peppermint Creek Theater Company. Hi, Chad.
Hi,
welcome
how
to
are
Current
you?
State.
Thank you.
And Melissa is the performing arts coordinator at Lansing Community College.
Hello.
Hi, Melissa.
Thanks for having us.
Can I have one of your jobs when you're done with me?
Absolutely. We'd love to trade, actually.
It'd be fun. I do not want to trade.
These...
I feel so... I'm sorry. You can have Melissa.
I shouldn't have said that.
Right? I love my job.
Edit that segment, please. No, they sound like really rewarding gigs.
Absolutely. They absolutely are. The reason your job's of interest, Chad and I have also just started a radio show, and we're having a lot of fun and learning a lot, but listening to you and your polish and this program
I was just thinking,
polish is great.
I could really learn something from that. That intro was really strong.
We'll job shadow you.
Yeah,
love that.
I would love that.
So is the Renegade Theater Festival as subversive as it sounds?
It's subversive, and let me tell you, I'm even reminded sometimes about how subversive it is. For example, one of the newspapers asked, well, can you send us some photos of shows that are going to be happening
of
this
Renegade.
Year?
Renegade.
Yeah, yes. And I thought to myself, I'd love to do that, but we don't even know what the shows are going to look like until, we open, the day we open. I mean, we kind of create the playground for all of these shows to happen, and we invite them to come, and we have some minimal sort of restrictions, like time and, semi-appropriateness, I guess. But beyond that, we just kind of create the place for these things to happen and for people to come together for this festival. But we don't know what it's going to feel like. And so there's a thrill, I think, every year as we begin for us as organizers to see what is going to happen. Like, what are people going to respond to? What is going to be the show that everyone has to go see? And what's going to get people talking? And so I do think it's I don't know if subversive is necessarily the word, but renegade is certainly the word.
Yes, there's a lot of opportunity for companies to and individuals to experiment, and I think the idea of Renegade is that it isn't heavily produced. I always think of it kind of low to the ground. Though as participants come in, they want to add some bells and whistles. But unlike a fully staged production that you might buy a ticket to and see during a theater company's regular season, you might be seeing people, without costumes, without a set, and performing and doing a reading with music stands and on stools, or they might be doing something that's been staged fairly quickly. So it's not necessarily fully produced. There are a lot of new works. There's an opportunity for independent artists as well as Lansing area theater companies to participate. So for independent artists to be able to write something and produce it, or to have a piece of theater that they are in love with, but they don't have a venue, they don't have the mechanism behind them to produce it themselves, Renegade is a great place for them to do that.
So there is an unfinished quality to a lot of what goes
so,
on.
Yeah,
there.
I think what we are less concerned about, it being really polished and being like a typical, what we think of as a polished theater performance during the regular season. And we are more concerned about bringing as many theatrical opportunities into one place so that people can be exposed for free to as many different types of theater experiences, and so we're less concerned about that.
Right, and it's not to say that there's not a high level of quality in terms of performance and storytelling and writing. You have some very top-notch playwrights who are involved in this. Williamston Theater, for example, is bringing a play by Joseph Zettelmeyer. It'll be a reading, so it's not fully staged. They'll have their Williamston Theater professional actors doing that reading, so excellent performers, but it's a bit in development.
I think it's fascinating because in recent years there's been so much more exposure of the process, and I think an awful lot of people are just as interested in what goes on behind the scenes.
Oh, absolutely.
To sit in, it's one thing to see a great play, but to sit in on a rehearsal of that great play,
and
that's almost as good.
To have a chance to get share your ideas too and be asked for your input. So you might have, you know, that didn't make me laugh or I didn't understand that or I hated that.
So that kind of thing happens as well.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And I think specifically as part of our new original works portion, I mean, these are plays that have never been done on stage. They haven't ever been read out loud even. And then they're followed up by a talk back with the cast and crew or the directors. And I think that is an awesome – and Williamson is the same way. I mean, they're typically producing plays that are going to be later on fully staged in their season, and they're using this as an opportunity to read it out loud and get audience feedback. Like, what do you like? And so what audiences say about it very much will work into what eventually will be a full stage production of that. So that's a really thrilling experience, I think, for audiences
it
to
is.
Know they're part of that.
We're talking with Chad Bajero and Melissa Kaplan of the Renegade Theater Festival in Old Town Lansing, which kicks off tomorrow. Are your playwrights predominantly local or regional people, or
regional.
Do they come from further afield?
They're regional right now. The new original works portion of Renegade, which was started a couple years ago, specifically to encourage the development of new plays. We do solicit throughout the state and the region for new plays to be submitted in the spring, and then half a dozen or so are selected for readings, and they're matched with a director. And that is a portion of the festival, along with the local theaters and independent producers. But the development of new plays is something that we're really committed to growing this year and in future years. And we're, for the first time, going to be offering or recognizing those with a playwriting award for the best new play. And the person, the playwright who's selected, will have one of their plays presented during Peppermint Creek Theater's regular 2013-14 season. So we think there's a great opportunity in the Lansing for Lansing to be a center of new play development, even more than it already is.
Playwrights must love this event.
Well, we hope so, because I don't know if they, you know, we're not necessarily as a town or state known for offering a lot of opportunities for local and just playwrights, new playwrights in general. And so I hope that they do. I hope that they realize that we're trying to create a space and an opportunity for them to have their work seen, whether – and it doesn't have to be tested. I think that a lot of times as theater groups in this area, we want to know that it's a tested script, that audiences already love it. And so there's a kind of a risk or a danger involved in trying a new script that has never been seen. And so we're really trying to put our money where our mouth is and say, we believe in you, whatever
this
is,
that is. What I find interesting, too, is that theater people, forgive me for indulging in a stereotype here, but I mean, they have a thing about control sometimes. And you are turning, it sounds like you're turning that on its head.
That's what we
really
love about
way.
Renegade, and that is the spirit of Renegade. And that, I think, is where the Renegade aspect comes in, that danger, that risk.
Yeah.
And yeah, everybody needs to let go a little bit and see what happens and take those risks. And we create that environment where they can do that.
I'm sure we've captured a lot of people's attention here with the way you've described your event. Where and when does it happen?
Absolutely. We start tomorrow, which is Thursday, Friday and Saturday, August 15th, 16th, and 17th. It's in Lansing's Old Town, all over. And shows are at 7 and 9 on Thursday and Friday and 3 and 5 on Saturday, as well as Renegade Kids, which is happening at 11 and 12 on Saturday. And we have a special new teen portion, which we're really excited about, where teens can come and they're going to be part of a workshop throughout the day to create a theater piece that will then be presented that night for the Pulsar Awards, which starts at 8 o'clock. And they can go to our website, which is renegadetheaterfestival.org.
And I just want to quickly thank we have wonderful sponsors who have been committed over the years to this, Lansing City Pulse, Lansing Community College, Old Town Commercial Association, Message Makers, MICA, Gallery, and all the venues, the businesses that open their doors and let us perform there, Absolute Gallery, Chrome Cat, Old Town
How many
General
are
Store,
there all together?
Turner Dodge Mansion.
We have six spaces this year that are just dedicated to all of our shows. And as Melissa said, they
seven.
Are all seven. There's seven. And they're all donating this space to us, which there's no way, literally, that we would be able to do the festival if they didn't say, yep, you can use it, and we're going to give you the keys, and we're going to let you come in and produce this theater that we also have no idea how they're going to
Everything from a business that generally has a building that is not open right now, it's a closed business, to the Turner Dodge House. And galleries and Old Town General Store in between. It's wonderful.
Sounds like fun. Website again, one more time, Renegade Theater.
renegadetheaterfestival.org.
Renegadetheaterfestival.org.
And we're on Facebook and Tumblr and Twitter.
Yep. All of those places, too. Chad Bajero is the founder and artistic director of Lansing's Peppermint Creek Theater Company, and Melissa Kaplan is the performing arts coordinator at Lansing Community College. Thanks to both of you for joining us
today. Thank you so much.